The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Homance Chronicles.
The female equivalent of a bromance.
So many poor choices.
But so many good types.
But so many poor choices.
This is the Homance Chronicles.
I just want you guys to see the fucking look
the
at
laugh.
Oh, it's just white.
Well, I was gonna say Sarah's gonna steal our identities, but then I've totally interrupted you.
No, it's fine.
I don't know how I can steal your identity.
No. So this is the Homance Chronicles.
And
A Paranormal Chinks.
Booyah!
It's like a pop quiz. I didn't know the answer to that.
We have known each other for probably a year.
Yeah, a year. For sure, a year, yeah.
We both started at the same time, and your guys' podcast has taken off and has done amazing, and we're super excited and super proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Don't make me cry. No, I will. We love your genre, and I think that you guys have done such an amazing thing for this genre. It's incredible. So
genre meaning true crime and true paranormal, crime. Yes. And we're all meeting up in Chicago because of the
True Crime Podcast Festival.
It's a podfest.
I would go to that.
A podfest, I would too.
True Crime Podfest?
True Crime.
Podfest.
Yes.
What is it, though, for real? It's
true crime podcast festival.
Thank you. Yep. See, right they're
there.
Professionals.
There you go.
All right.
Coming in clutch with a name.
That's what I got for y'all.
So I'm Nicole.
This is going to take forever.
Carrie, shut the fuck up.
She just drops her mic and leaves. Bye.
A legit mic drop.
She actually threw it a little bit.
I'm Nicole. Go now. Good
job, y'all. I'm Carrie.
I'm Donna.
And I'm Sarah, the other host of the Homance Chronicles.
Right. And we're super excited about this crossover episode because
mostly because we've known them for a year.
Yes.
We've been in communication with them for a year.
Yes.
We've been loving on them for a year. And we finally get host stories out of them.
I hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
I ate a ho-ho once and I ate it all.
Did you put the whole thing in your mouth?
I sure did. The cream got on my chin, but you know.
She licked it up. We good. Use your fingers. How many?
Did you just fist the whole thing?
Girl, you know the bigger the berry, the tighter.
If anybody could have seen the hand movements just now.
I was like, I only know that saying is the sweeter the berry, or no. What
the
is
darker
it?
The berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah.
Well, we're not racist around here.
No, we're not either. But what was the berry comment that Donna had? Because she was like, the berry?
Because big girls have tighter vaginas.
Why do you have to say vaginas?
Well, I don't know. I'm holding this mic and I don't know what to do.
And that's why she's single, folks.
I'm so discombobulated. I don't know what to do with my hands.
She's like sitting on them. It's really awkward. It's so bad. That's listening, we are in a hotel room.
Our neighbors love us.
They fucking
It's 11 p.m. right now. And our laughing and cackling, I'm sure, is keeping them up.
They can suck my left lip. I don't give a shit. You want to join the podcast? Get in on this.
Speaking of lips, we all listen to...
Wonderful segue you just right up for.
We all listen to this podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno, right? Yes, that's what it's called. Yes. At your suggestion, where they actually read segments of a erotica novel, if you will.
Is it? It's a novella?
And is at one point, status? They refer to the lips as lids.
And they popped open.
Like Tupperware. Right. I feel like that was a reference.
Yes. Actually, right, did he say the lids pop, the pussy lids pop
no,
open?
I don't think they use the P word.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Erotic.
No,
did
they did.
No, they use it.
The whole pussy area, remember?
Oh, right. The area, right.
Public, like, the public, area private pussy area.
Yeah. The pussy area is all the way from your knee to your hip.
Yes.
Actually, from your knee to your belly button, but okay. But anyway, what did he say? She popped her pussy lids?
Something like
that,
yes.
I feel like it's Adam Sandler. The puppy popped his puppy. Yes.
But it's strange because... I mean, you guys listen to it in your vehicle. We listen to it in ours. It's not like we traveled together.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry. Do you have a Chicago Fried in your car?
Meanwhile, can we turn that
van
on?
Yes, we can turn it on.
No, it's going to make noise.
It doesn't. No, you can't hear it. Oh, I swear. God. I swear you can't hear it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your girl is dying over here. All those popping lids got me.
Lids be popping.
Well, I was going to say, because Sarah and I are in the car together, and we're listening to this, and it's an erotica novel of sorts.
I don't know. It's this, it's a guy from the UK who wrote a fucking weird porno in his shed.
I know.
I don't know if that counts.
I know. But...
Don't
they're
say
obviously
novel.
Making fun of it, right? There's multiple people.
They're just exploring it. I don't think they're making fun of it. They're just trying to figure it out.
Yes, because, I mean, there's many sentences that don't make sense.
Yes.
But.
Pussy lids popping.
But. In the meantime, as they're, like, making fun of it, and I'm like, oh, this is really funny. Oh, wow, I can't believe this guy's dad wrote this. I'm like, but why is it still turning me on?
Why are my pussy lids popping?
What? I wasn't like, ready for that. And are you serious?
Well, I was like, I mean,
I can see that. It kind of felt a little something.
Donna,
it wasn't
are we
like,
defective?
No,
I don't
we're
know,
normal.
There was a tingle.
It was like, okay, I can kind of see.
Maybe my imagination is more vivid, and I was actually picturing those, like,
pussy
scenarios. No. The like, interview.
The leather room?
Yeah, the leather
Wait,
room.
I'm sorry. The full room of leather tiles?
Just leather tiles.
I'm pretty sure our hibachi place has that, by the way.
What?
I'm not joking. Yes. Yes.
What?
I will send you a picture next time.
Damn, and they call it yum yum sauce too. I mean, I put it on a cracker and I eat it.
A cracker at a hibachi place?
Oh yeah, yes. Girl, you gotta get the yum yum sauce and put it on the little club crackers. Eat that.
I don't know what you're talking
they don't
about.
Give us club
I'm
crackers
like,
in,
kind of
in the Detroit.
For
it's in the South. You always need more carbs than yourself.
First off, I've never had a cracker at a hibachi in my life.
Oh, well, sorry. Hello.
Because I've only been to one hibachi.
Well, this is like Hibachi Express. So.
But that's an actual place, though. It's not, like, that's like a company, Hibachi Express. That's not where we go.
Oh, yeah. Not sponsored.
Wait.
You go to a hibachi place that's fast?
Yeah, like...
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
like
you don't like sit at the thing and watch them cook. Like you're like, give me this, and then they bring it because the, like you don't need all the fanfare.
I'm with you. Yeah. So when I like, yeah, when
seen,
I get my coupon,
you've seen a volcano. It's like, okay,
yes,
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I've seen them all.
Essentially, what you do is you order from a menu, and they hibachi it and then bring it to you.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
So it's not really a hibachi because
it still is
like the whole presentation.
Yeah,
like,
you just don't have to sit there.
Is it like Mongolian?
No.
It's hibachi.
Yeah, it's just. No, I do the same thing. When I go, like, Benihana gives you a coupon for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
And every time I go for my birthday, I don't want to sit there through the whole bullshit and at the communal grill.
Ugh.
I sit at the bar.
Yes.
And say, this is what I want. And then they just bring it to me.
I've been to them, to that place one time.
Oh, but there's an amazing place over by my house that you need to attend.
Is this a fact or...
100% it's a fact.
No, she's making this all up. This is all a dream.
And why haven't I been there before?
Right. I don't know. I've gone with other people.
I'm offended.
It's not my fault. I actually went for New Year's Eve one year.
When?
Well, you know. Couple years ago.
One of the years I was eating fucking crab legs by myself with my cats.
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm not saying that we make the best choices all the time.
Well, we don't.
But
we
that
don't.
Was one of my better choices. New Year's Eve at a hibachi place is actually fantastic because there's not a lot of people there, and you can get in relatively quickly. You can get a reservation without like planning it weeks in advance, and they don't like hike up the price.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of restaurants are like, oh, it's New Year's Eve. If you want to eat here, you have to like pay $100 for this, like, you know, 3-course meal or whatever the case is. And it's not, it's the same thing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. I was prepared to share a hotel hookup story for this episode.
Yeah, because we're all in a fucking hotel.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yep. And I would like to say, please be prepared to be offended and appalled by my story.
Same.
I'm so excited right now.
Are you turned on?
Kind of.
Are your lids popping?
Not yet.
Hey, guys, we're always pop that trunk, we popping lids.
Oh, our hotel neighbors hate us.
Yeah.
You're yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is there right. sexy talk like, hey, put a lid on that?
I don't
Good
think so.
Question. Honestly, though, when somebody says, hey, lid. Wait.
No,
what did he say?
No. The only time that I've heard them reference this lid is by this guy's dad on
I've
this
heard
podcast.
Lid before, but I've
really?
Heard, no, I've heard hood.
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 Yeah.
The hood.
Your
yeah.
hood.
Yeah,
that's
but
a,
I don't
yes.
understand how that works, anatomy speaking. What is that?
What do you mean?
Like a hood. Like
yeah,
the,
your
like the top, like the
peekaboo.
Like,
yeah.
You have like your, what's the strip, landing strip? Like
yes.
the clitoral hood.
Yes.
The part.
Yes. You have to kind of like pull it back a little bit
Not
to get full
yeah.
access.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Are we doing biology 101
Damn.
Right now? Because
yeah. not, but not all girls. You have to like open it like a fucking yeah. present.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look up. The
My
menu.
Mom said it was a special present.
my grandmama called it a house.
Oh,
y'all ready for this?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
What?
What did he say? She's exhausted, this poor woman.
I know, we're recording so much later than we planned.
We said we'll
so
be there
sorry.
At 8. It's 12:20. Actually, 11:20.
It's 11:20.
I went, shit.
No, my grandmother used to say, that's your house. This is a very important house. And you want to maintain your house. Keep it clean.
I mean,
and then
true.
You don't want to let strangers into your house. You want your house to be like your friends in your house. And
where was your grandma when I was growing up?
Honestly, she taught me a lot. She was fucking crazy, loved her pills, but she taught me a lot about my house.
She said put a good welcome mat.
Yeah, she out. Did. She said
home sweet home.
Honestly, she said
established in.
Your house was established in 1985, but no, she said, you want to keep your house clean for visitors, but you also don't want to have strangers in your home. You want to make sure you know your visitors, and you want to keep your curb appeal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Trim those hedges, honey.
Oh baby. Oh, yes. My shrubs have been trimmed. But yeah, she had this whole like, and I honestly couldn't tell you if I've ever met anybody else who said grandma called it a house, and here's your, you have to take care, you have to clean, keep your house clean, and you got to make sure you have the no strangers in your house, and you want to make sure you have the right people. In,
I mean, I'm blown away about the fact that she even talked about it, because I don't remember any conversations with my mom, my grandmother, anyone about how to maintenance your home.
Really? I used to live with Gumma, and she used to tell me, like, you got to keep your house in check, and I was like, all right, and make sure my house is clean, whatever, and I was whatever.
What does it mean that I clean my grandma's house every 2 weeks? That was my job.
Well, that means you did a service to society.
I mean, she lived a long time.
You dirty bat. All right, well, let's get into these hotel stories.
My hotel story. What?
I don't want to go first.
Okay, I was going to say guest first, but
whatever. We need to warm up.
You really need to warm up for this?
Well, no, I figured I would tell mine first because it's raunchy and appalling, and it would set the stage, and you'd be fine.
She's just really giving you a place to
Okay.
Be yourself.
All right. I'm going to use a Donna word. Yeah. I'm going to say, picture this. I was probably 20.
Oh, I didn't know Nicole when she was 20.
No, you don't know this story either.
I know. This is actually a first for all three of us. Ladies.
And I told her on the way here, I was like, I've got a story. Prepare to be shocked and awed.
Ooh. No, she did. Actually, it was at dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, you don't know the story. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, this story might appall you. And I was like, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth and you wait till a microphone's in front of it. And then you open that bitch back up again. So let's have it.
Picture this. I'm 20. And because we live in southeastern Michigan around Detroit area, you could go to Canada and drink when you're 19, right?
Oh.
And we would cross the border back and forth all the time to go party. Because it was legal in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, a 45-minute dip from where we used to live?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Did you get mounted by a Mountie?
She's like, no, but I'm going back.
We will, and we'll let you know.
I did not. Okay. Canada would always lead to bad decisions because you're 20 years old and over drinking, and you're in clubs, you're hanging out. If you are not planning on going home, you have a hotel room. So in this particular instance, my best friend from forever, like we were friends from kindergarten, her sister's birthday was the reason why we went to Canada. And her sister was old enough to not need to go to Canada, but we went there so that my friend, myself, we could all go. So my friend's sister was dating a guy at the time, and they were pretty serious. That guy brings his brother along.
Jesus Christ, man.
We had a whole tribe.
Clearly.
We had a bunch of people.
You had your best friend's
boyfriend. I had my best friend, her sister, that was her birthday, her other sister, and then they all brought people.
Fuck. All right. Continue. Right?
Okay. So we had a bunch of us.
Uh-huh.
And we had hotel rooms.
How many hotel rooms did you have?
I don't know, but not enough for us to each be in our own.
Oh, no. So two hotel rooms for 10 people. Guess who's sleeping on the floor? Not this bitch. She found a dick.
That's like a spoiler alert. I don't know why.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do not know what you're talking about.
All right. So we partied all night. Then after like the bars were closing, we were in this parking lot. And the sister who was celebrating her birthday was like having a massive meltdown. And she was like crying and everything was super dramatic. And I gave zero shits about what was happening with her.
Well, it was her party and she could cry if she wanted to.
I don't know what I'm about to say.
Well, I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Quit being so polite, Carrie. Maybe you'll get one in.
Yeah. It was
her party and she super cried.
Yeah. So my friend that I've been friends with forever, she brought her boyfriend. The girl who was celebrating her birthday, who's crying, had her boyfriend. The oldest sister had her boyfriend. So the only two single people are myself and the one boyfriend's brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, this is some bullshit. Like, why are we in this parking lot and everybody's crying and it's dramatic and what's happening? So we split off, him and I, and like, I don't know. I don't remember what we were talking about. I don't remember what happened exactly. I'm sure I was hammered, so the details are fuzzy. We get back to the hotel room. The girl whose birthday it is still pretty upset, but her and her boyfriend are in one bed. Me and the brother are in another bed.
Okay. You've just finagled your way into that one, huh?
Yeah. Sure did. That was not the plan.
You are not staying in that room.
I was not.
All of your that shit was somewhere else.
That was not the plan. I was not supposed to be in that room, nor did I care about her or why she was crying. Therefore, Therefore, I end up in this bed. Basically, there's like, you know, two double beds in this hotel room, and she's like crying herself to sleep, and he's feeling like, oh my God, this is the worst birthday ever, like, you know, worst boyfriend moment. Me and his brother are in the other bed.
Fucking.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry. So, hold on a second. Yeah. I need to set. You.
Yes.
You and brother, man.
Yes.
We're dry humping.
First of all, let me just say that he was very sexy.
And?
He was very, very good looking. Like, I would have hooked up with him, like, if I hadn't even have known him. Like, if I would have just saw him out in the wild, I would have been like, who is that? Who is that? I need to know him.
She was.
Yes. Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
She was ready.
Therefore, I was like super, super attracted to him.
Tunnel vision is what happens.
Yes. Yes. And then we're in this bed and like he's making moves and whatever.
You mean fingering you? You mean.
I don't know why we have to be
grabbing
so specific,
your titties. Like, I'm just curious.
I mean, probably this is 15 years ago.
I'm okay, sure the only reason I'm asking and being super detailed is because there are other people awake in the room with you.
I know. And he was like opening my lids and shit. I get it.
That's what I mean. Yes. I'm just trying to get. Okay, so yes. The lights were on.
No. Oh. So lights are off. I think the TV was on. There was a little bit of noise.
Lights were on.
To like muffle, though. There was like a little bit of noise to muffle. And then I'm trying to pretend like I'm not a hoe, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't do this. This is crazy.
But you can go ahead and keep stroking. Just keep
diddling. And so I ended up having sex with him, but we like had the covers completely over our heads. I don't know why we thought that meant that you couldn't
that you
tell.
Guys were going to make a fucking sex fort in a hotel room and that somebody else that was still awake next to you wasn't going to see or notice?
I don't know. With I mean, TV I thought maybe on? She was so emotionally distraught that she wasn't paying attention to
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm super proud of you.
I don't know.
I'm real proud of you.
I was not proud of myself in the moment.
You mean after?
Well, yeah, I guess after. Because after... We're all meeting back out in the parking lot, like taking all our bags out to
like
the car.
Like the day
stuff.
After?
That more, like, I mean, that was probably 3 a.m. So we got to check out at what, 10, 11 a.m.?
Yeah, cool. I'm just making sure it wasn't like the morning of. What? Everybody knew you guys were walking out at 10 a.m.
I felt like the people who were in the room with us knew.
The only two people in the room with you.
I'm pretty sure they knew.
Obviously they knew. And you guys created a goddamn fort.
I know.
And fucked in it.
I know.
On the bed next to them.
I know. I have never done anything with anybody like in the same room as me since then.
You voyeur.
That one and only time.
Super voyeuristic.
One and only time have I done that where there was people in
now
the room with
me. Full on understand why you gave me and homeboy from Chicago that time in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was
you
gonna say,
had,
you were in the bathroom. Right?
I hid in the bathroom because I was like, I can't be like out there in the room with
now,
that.
Now it's coming. I completely understand why you did that.
Because it's not okay.
I mean, unless they were into it. I mean, they could have really been into it.
She wasn't, clearly.
But then the next morning was super awkward.
Obviously.
Super, super awkward.
For who? What was the most awkward part?
I don't think that him and I, like, exchanged numbers.
Cared about each other?
Or, like, did anything to, like, try to, like, keep any of that going.
Why
like,
would you?
We basically admitted this is a one night stand and we had witnesses.
I mean, we've all been there.
No, I can't say that I have.
The car ride was just pretty silent.
Oh, shit.
He wasn't in my vehicle, thankfully. He was not in my vehicle.
Was the crying girl?
The crying girl was
oh,
in my
no.
vehicle.
And she was like, you got laid last night.
No, 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 no. It was like elephant in the room. Like, nobody said anything to me about it. I think they all talked amongst themselves.
Oh,
like, you
sure.
know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure that my friend's sister said something to my friend.
You think?
And my friend probably made some assumptions considering I was not in the room.
You think?
Yeah, that's why I said it. The next morning was super awkward. Like, when we were putting our bags and stuff in the back of the car, like, I think he even just, like, half-hugged me and gave me a kiss on the cheek or something.
Oh, fuck him, then.
Well,
really?
I mean, what are you expecting out of this, though?
I don't know.
Are you expecting, like, I hooked up with him in a hotel room the night I met him in front of other people. Like,
right.
Is he expecting me to be his girlfriend? Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Probably not, you know? So,
but 1000% be kosher with me until
I mean,
other people.
Like, he was like, it was nice meeting you or
yeah,
whatever.
It was
said.
Nice fucking you.
I don't know what he said.
Cheers.
But it was like a half hug, kiss on the cheek.
I feel like that's normal.
Donna
yeah.
and Carrie just gave each other like the shrug.
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
I wouldn't expect
I'd
anything
be like,
more.
No.
It's
okay. It was
bye.
A one
like,
time thing.
You
don't
even go. Have to hug me. Bye. Look,
yeah.
I need to shout like bye.
Yeah.
I need to shower.
100%.
Oh God! We're sweating out alcohol. Like, just get in your car, bye.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what. And then we weren't in the same car together. We rode back separately, and the car ride was just super silent. It is what it is. Because I mean, birthday girl, I think had exhausted all emotions. You know,
I'm
couldn't
surprised.
Even come up with conversation material
I'm
for
actually
the day.
Surprised she was still awake after her crying so hard. I would have exhausted myself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if they...
No, they were awake.
I mean, I assume they know what happened,
they,
but I no one said anything.
They saw you make a fuck fort on the bed next to him, so...
I mean, they could also make assumptions that...
That you made a non-fuck fort?
We did or did not.
You made a hangout fort?
We made a make out fort.
You made a fuck fort, and they know it. I can't believe you guys made a fort of sheets.
Anyway, that's my hotel hookup story.
she just dropped the mic and dropped her head. Like, she's so sad.
I feel like I
just watched an episode of Big Brother when they tried to hide.
I was like, reality TV.
That's like, CBS should have paid for that. I don't understand. I mean,
but why wasn't I getting paid? They will,
so we're good.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, I'd be like, true. Y'all can watch because homegirl, I will sweat.
I know. I'm like, for real. Karma dogs. Look, I can't breathe. Can we take the take that cover off?
No, thank you.
Let your freak flag fly.
That, well, I mean, you.
You were trying to be discreet. Like, we didn't really make much noise.
Bitch, you ain't going to be discreet when you in the same fucking hotel room with somebody.
I guess, but we didn't really make much noise and we were completely covered up.
Okay.
I don't know.
You gotta make noise.
If you're doing it, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
Let that freak it.
I don't know. At 20, I didn't have as many, I guess I had more inhibitions, right? Is that the right way to say it? Yeah.
Yep. So that's how that works.
At 20 years old, it's a little bit different. The act that happened was outside of my realm.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, thank you for telling me that story because it makes a lot more sense now for when we went to Chicago that one night. I don't know if you guys remember this episode, whatever, but we came to Chicago. Nicole saw us making out on the bed and took it upon herself to take her gentleman caller into the bathroom with her. And they both passed out in the bathroom together for a minute while I denied my gentleman caller to the extent that he and his friend left and they never spoke to us again. Well, one didn't.
No, my gentleman caller that was in the bathroom with me was like stalkerish, like wouldn't stop. Like he continued.
He was super in love with you.
Yes.
Sure he still is.
Probably.
He was a sweet man. Carrie.
Ooh, my turn. Okay, you know you're going to have to help me because I have the memory of a gnat.
True.
Okay.
Hold, please.
Oh, well, I guess no, I don't you, have to hold.
You know,
you got microphones of, like, the gods. Okay. You can clearly do anything and the microphone's like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, God, trying not to move. Anyway, okay.
Don't worry about it.
So, I met this guy off of Plenty of Fish, right? Do y'all have that? Do y'all know that? Do y'all
use Plenty of Felons? Oh, no, we call it Plenty of Felons.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, yes.
That's right. Well, down south, we like our felons. No. So
up north ain't no different.
So I met this guy off of Plenty of Fish. Let's call him what?
Tim.
Okay. So Tim and I, we're like messaging back and forth, like, really good banter, like it's on like his like it's really good.
I want to know conversation. I want more from you. You guys started messaging on an app,
yeah. And then we like exchange and then numbers.
How long did it take for you guys to exchange numbers?
I feel like probably pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, because they always say like I don't always get these messages, so give me your number.
Okay, fine. Here it is.
Yeah, and I mean,
and I'm also thirsty, so
you got been hit.
Well, aren't then also, all? You have to see if they have an iPhone, because if they don't have an iPhone.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Yeah,
anytime I get a green bubble, I'm like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, that's a strike.
This isn't going to work.
For everybody listening on Androids, I'm super sorry about your luck. For everybody listening on iPhones, you're so in the crew. It's chill. No,
anytime I get a green bubble, I'm like, this cheap motherfucker.
He just doesn't get it, and it's fine for him, but it's not for me. It isn't going to work.
Mm-mm. Green's not my color.
It really isn't. Mm-mm. I'm not red enough for that green.
I mean, unless it's money, then it is death my color.
True.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know, a couple of days maybe on the app, then we switched to texting. Really good banter, like the back and forth, super witty, charming, blah, 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 blah. So he lived in Mobile, Alabama, which is just like 2 hours from us.
Yeah, just a quick two.
I mean, look, I mean, you went to Canada.
Fine. Fair, I mean,
granted, she didn't go for the D. It found her.
I did once. Didn't pan out.
No.
Damn.
Nah.
Well, so he was going to a thing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, which is where Donna and I live. and which is only like an hour and a half away. And so he was going to be staying at a hotel down there at one of the casinos. We were going down to gamble that day.
Because we're 80 and we love slots.
Yes. So
or slots.
I was going to say, y'all can be the sluts. We have the slots.
You know what? We'll go with you. We can have it all together.
I mean, both make noise.
Unless you're Nicole and you're hiding in your fort.
I have to say that I've definitely become more expressive as I've gotten older.
She just holds up the okay.
He's like, wait, that hole?
Aim here.
He does this. No.
Oh my God. For everybody listening, we're doing sign language.
No, we're not. Which is really appropriate for a podcast.
We're moaning and putting up okay signs. That's really all we're doing. Silent O's. Silent O's.
Just like Nicole's orgasm.
Just the okay sign.
So we go down again to gamble.
You drove an hour and a half to gamble.
Oh yeah, that's nothing.
And
yeah, that's
no, I'm nothing. Just saying, like, yeah, you drove an hour.
That's like we want to go gamble and eat a good buffet. Like, that's warm.
I mean, a buffet we will travel for. Dick, maybe not.
Does it have soft serve ice cream with sprinkles? Because we're there.
We do not have soft serve sprinkles at our leisure.
What?
Like that. Yeah, no, we don't.
Y'all don't know what you're missing.
I feel like the only time I really have is on a cruise.
Oh, shit. They both lost it. They lost it. They lost it.
And 24-hour pizza.
Yes.
Man, you like a baby on a cruise. Like every 3 hours. Here's some more food. Stuff your face. And then get in a baby.
Not even. You don't even have to wait for meal time because all that stuff that you're talking about is in between meal time.
Yeah. And free room service.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. And buckets of liquor.
Okay.
And now you can buy, like, an alcohol card where you can get all you want.
Yeah.
Well, I think they stop you at 9 or 12 drinks a day, but you could just use somebody else's card.
Fuckers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I might
reconsider a cruise from this point forward. It's fine.
Carrie, continue.
Okay, so the plan was he was supposed to, because he was doing like work stuff there, whatever, it doesn't matter. But he was supposed to have dinner with his boss and then come pick me up from the casino while Donna and whoever else was with us gambled. Yeah, because it was, it doesn't matter. So
it would be four extra, like.
Yeah.
So, you plus three other
three.
People?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so
POF was like, nah, I'm just going to bring you.
What you mean?
You.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm going to go solo.
Oh, yeah.
And Plenty of Fish.
I'm going to go, like, see. Like,
and Plenty of Fish is like, I ain't trying to meet all your 13 friends.
No. Nor would I want. I don't like that.
No. Like, it was supposed to be just like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And like, okay, we're going to pick you up when we, you know, lose all our money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the motherfucker was taking forever. And, like, look, I'm old lady. Like, I got to bedtime. Like, you can't be dicking around for all this time.
Oh, we're super past our bedtime currently, but it's fine.
But I'm also thirsty as fuck. So I was like, okay, well, he's got, like,
she's
one more
actually
hour.
Looking at her watch as she's saying this.
So I'm like,
FYI.
Okay, he's got, like, an hour. So 2 hours later.
I'm pissed. One, because I'm like, look, I'm not staying here all night. Like, waiting on him for you. Like, I'm already out of money.
Right. Like, I'm not trying to fucking kick it here.
And
I gotta
like,
go home.
Don't do it, because I'm always saying, like, you're worth more than that. Like, whatever,
right.
You know?
Appreciate yourself more.
But she's like.
And she was like, I want that dick.
Yeah, she's like, an hour more. He's with his boss, but he didn't answer text or anything.
Oh, okay.
No. He did some. It was sporadic.
Sporadic, like,
an hour. Oh, so
he
kept you hanging.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. So
she's not too proud to beg.
I mean, none of us are. Sometimes when you need that D, you need that D.
Look, I ain't getting on my knees anytime. No, you want that? I'm going to be on the bed. You come to me.
I'm not trying to get heartburn bending over.
No.
I just ate that fucking buffet.
That sprinkle could come up and lodge in my throat.
Okay.
Okay, so, but my friend, like, one of our friends that was with us was like, well, I'll come back and get you in the morning, like, so you can
leave her
happen.
Down here, there, with plenty of felon, okay? We don't know who he is.
Tim. But I was like, look, I'm at the safest place I could be. Like, as long as I can get out of the hotel room if something bad went down, I'm in a casino. There's fucking security everywhere.
And I'm like, no, no, no. I watch Dateline. No.
Right. Right.
But everyone else is like, Carrie, go. Donna, stop. Stop. And I'm like.
Yeah, they were like, Donna, you're cock blocking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. And yeah. Carrie was mad. Mad. I'm like, I mean, okay, I'm going to sit out here.
I'm going to sit over here and be your friend, but be angry at you about uh-huh. it.
Yeah. Well, so he finally showed up. And we leave that casino to go to the casino where he's staying. And it was, like, super awkward. Like, I'm like, you know what this is? Like, relax, dude. Like, and I'm not one to make the first move, ever. And, but I had to with him because I was like, again, bedtime. Like
oh, it's a sure thing.
What was it? Like, what time was it at this point?
12?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you said that because okay, I was really thinking it was 11:30, 12. Like, I was really worried about you for a second because I was like, bitch is looking for some shit at 10:30, goddamn.
Well, but he was supposed to be there at, like, 9. Like,
yeah.
No joke. Like, it was, yeah.
Wow.
Well, he y'all had, should wow. see my face.
Well, he had stuff to do the next day.
Yeah, like, everybody he had a whole does. Thing. I gotta eat.
Girl.
And? Yeah,
like, he was down there for a work thing. He was having dinner with his boss. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, he made me stay and have a couple beer.
Okay, cool. Say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I totally should have been like, dude. Like, hindsight's 2020. But I wouldn't have the story.
Right.
And here we are.
So, we get up to his room, and, like, the banter isn't as good in person. Like, you could tell he's real nervous, and, like, it just wasn't.
Was he sweaty?
Were you attracted to him?
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was different. Like he had sent pictures. Like, he didn't do anything shady. Like, it was, you know.
It was his personality. And then when you don't have that, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You lost all your shine.
So, apparently, he didn't actually think that I was going to hook up with him. So he didn't have a condom. He was like, why? I don't have one. And so, again, hindsight's 2020. I'm a 34-year-old woman. I'll bring my own damn condom now. But at the time, I wasn't this person.
Right.
So I was like, fuck, he doesn't have a condom. Da, 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 da. It's like we hook up a little bit. And because I knew that my friend was going to come back and get me, like in the morning, it was like I was just going to stay the night, right? So we hook up a little bit and like we're gonna like lay down to go back to bed, and Donna texts to say like, hey, we actually went and ate IHOP, we're still down here, like, are you done?
Because we're gonna, come get you. Because I'm like, I am not leaving her down here, like 2 hours away.
It's like three,
yeah,
three,
absolutely,
four o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, like, we're here. Right, right, and then right. I was like, my ass is not going 2 hours down to my
and
house
Donna,
to turn around.
Yeah. Yeah, right, and Donna had the intuition to be like, she's going to be disappointed by this guy.
Yeah.
Oh
shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yes. I texted him, I'm like, hey, we're done. Like, we're going to bed, blah, blah, blah. And Donna's like, no, we went and ate. Like, we're coming to get you now.
Yeah. Like, and if you're going to bed, if you're not having sex, like, you're not staying here. Like, I'm not coming back. Yeah. And you didn't even have sex. Like, no.
Listen, yeah. If y'all ain't fucking, we coming.
Right. You didn't come, but we did. So, come on.
So keep in mind, we're, like, settled in for bed, and, like, I'm texting Donna, and I go to tell him, like, hey, oh, let me back up. Shit. No, I'm going to say this now. Okay. So, I go to tell him, like, hey, they're going to come and get me, and he had on a CPAP machine.
What?
And he goes, so he can hear me, and he goes, what's that? I'm like, they're gonna come get me. And he's like, with his Darth Vader, like, pulls it off. He's like, I wish y'all could see Sarah's face. He's like, oh, okay. And I totally forgot to tell y'all earlier, too. Like, when we got there, I'm like, you couldn't have put your CPAP machine up? Like, you're going to just leave it on the table? And he was like, because, you know, you got to put it in special water. And he was like, here's a bottle of water if you want it. It's only open because I poured it in my CPAP. Drink out of it.
He's like, there's no roofies. Yes. There's no roofies. And it's just so I can sleep.
It's just my CPAP so I don't have a stroke.
Medical purposes here.
Oh my God. He's like, this is my water for sleeping.
This is my water I inhale when I sleep. Would you like a sip? If not, I can give you my fucking nose mask. And it's, you can like try to inhale it if you'd like.
Was it a full mask or just the nose piece?
No, it was the full mask.
No, like, it was goddamn.
I can't believe he was that settled in.
Right? I don't even wear my mouth guard.
Winter's nap, he was settled in.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
So wait, I leave.
I'm not done. Hold on, it's all setting in. Y'all are sitting there.
Low laying.
And the king size bed, I'm assuming.
Uh huh. Yeah, we're both big. King size death. We're both extra.
Bitch, I don't know. I don't know what you got. I'm just asking. So then you all had the TV on, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It was okay. On. Just not making sure there wasn't the, like, it wasn't just like dark in there. And you're
oh
like,
my God.
Like, come a long way. They're quiet until you take it off, and then you.
I'm not worried about the fucking noise. I'm just worried about like how awkward was it. Were y'all just sitting on your phones, like in your own world?
No, he was like in it, going to sleep, and I was like texting Donna, and I had to be like tap tap tap, and then he pulled the CPAP off to be like, "What's that you say?" Like,
Roger that.
This is over.
My favorite part is that you had to tap him because he may not have heard you had you not tapped him. Because the CPAP machine was so loud.
You
want to
know the best karma of all?
Yes.
Your girl has to go for a fucking sleep study.
Oh. She said, I'm single, though.
I told my doctor, I was like, he was like, well, it's not that big of a deal. Like, blah, blah. And I was like, but I'm single. And he was like, well, you just do what you got to do and then put it on. My ENT.
Yes. Yes.
Well, because he's concerned about your life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you stop breathing and you die,
that's a problem.
At least somebody won't have to have sex with me with Darth Vader on my face.
Right.
Did you fuck him with Darth Vader?
No. No. He didn't fuck at all. He didn't have a condom. I'm not.
Wait. Would you fuck somebody with Darth Vader?
I mean, I'm not going to discriminate.
No, who would? But who would leave a mask on?
Yeah, they
wouldn't
have it on during sex.
They wouldn't have it on during.
I might. Well,
here's the thing. He would be like, I am your father. And she doesn't like role playing.
Oh, no, I know you don't like daddy. I know you
don't
like
daddy. No, you're not my daddy. I don't.
And you don't drive a chopper. Who is your Faja and what has
she done? You are not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my.
Is he your dad?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well,
either way.
Okay. You got out of this room, though, because Donna was like, my intuition is telling me that this didn't work out.
Yes.
So I'm going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
At least you made it out without having to, like, brace the morning awkwardness.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, God.
Well, and you know we would have been late.
Oh.
We would have been.
I've been sitting out at the casino being like, yeah, they're here. Just sitting out there playing my penny slots. Like, is he going to see me?
Okay.
Oh, man.
What happened after?
Oh, I dumped him.
But no. No. You were like, hey, I gotta leave. My friends are coming to get me. And he was like, okay.
Yeah. And so he like took the mask off. And he like hugged me bye.
Okay.
And then you just didn't talk to him again? Or you told him I'm not into this?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I'm not really feeling it. Okay. I did feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. He had you lingering for hours.
I know.
I still feel like you were going to hook up with him again.
Nuh-uh.
But he was like, no, you just want sex. And that's...
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah. That
how
is
do
true.
I know more about her love life than she
I
does?
Like, look, if you are
she
down
blacked it out.
With just hooking up, like, we can, like, have sex. But if you, like, want a relationship, I'm not down with that.
He said that?
No, said she
that.
Did
she
that.
She said that.
Bitch.
And he was like, you just want me for my body.
And I said, no, bitch. No. But did you? No. I mean, for the dick, not for the... I mean, I could take the rest or leave it.
So was his dick big?
I was just about to ask that. Wait.
I mean, no.
Oh.
She's so sad about it.
I feel like this is ending on a sad note.
Quit asking me questions, damn it.
No, I'm super curious now. Okay, also. You guys finished up whatever kind of blah, blah, blah situation you did with each other. And he was like, okay, good night.
Yeah. Like, well, they're coming to get me in the morning.
Yeah, that's it. Dunzo. I don't understand. Why is this complicated?
It's not. And then you never spoke to him again.
No, I did speak to him again after that night. She told him that she wasn't like, in him. Look, let's just, if you want to just fuck, that's cool.
Yeah.
Even though I'd be like, no, he put zero effort into doing this.
Hindsight 2020.
She basically had to be like, no, I'm still down. Like, come get me. And then he was like, okay, on my way, like an hour later when it was literally down the road. Like, my big body could have walked there faster than he got there.
Oh, dear.
And you know I don't like to sweat.
Nobody likes to sweat.
Besides Nicole and her fuck fort, because you know she was sweaty up in there.
Like a motherfucker.
It would be a slip and slide.
Nicole and her... on those sheets.
Ooh, oh, you know it was a cheap hotel, too.
But you know 20? When you know when you're in your early 20s and guys still have
and
bodies?
And you go to Canada and guys have those bodies.
Yeah, like you dad bods aren't a thing yet.
But see, here's the thing. I have always... been attracted to like men who are like 35 to like 43. That's always been my game. Like, girl. Like not my game because I don't have one, but that's always been my interest.
But you can now, but like you can have a game.
Yeah, that's always been my interest.
No so matter like, your age.
Yeah.
The age range of men that you're interested in has remained the same. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you like those elders?
I do.
Get it, girl.
I've always liked a dad bod.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Not like you can't wear, like, stupid dad jeans, but I've always been in, right. Like, always, like, I don't know.
You like a dad bod?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But, like, do you like a dad mentality?
No.
I'm just curious because that age range means, typically speaking, they have children.
Yeah, but not all. But they're usually more secure in themselves. They've got their shit together, usually, you know.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I get
I'm
it.
Not. I don't
get
give
it.
A fuck about any of it.
I'm dating currently is much older than me.
He is.
There's a 13-year age gap.
And I'm like, you could be younger than me.
Oh, I can't do younger. No.
Oh, I don't. I fucking forget. You guys don't. I don't give them any kind of like in on my life or anything like that.
Oh, well, this fucking's different. Yeah. For like a...
But if you're actually interested.
Yeah. For anything more.
Yeah,
though.
I need somebody around my age. I could never do older. I can't do 13 years. That's way too much.
I can. I mean, he doesn't have children or anything. No, so it's, I mean.
That's easier, I
guess.
Yeah,
it's easier. It's way easier.
But like maybe 5 years is probably pushing it for me. Personally.
Wow. Really?
There's so much that happens between me and then 5 years from me. I don't think I could do it.
Oh, I'd love to see that proven otherwise.
Good luck. Challenge accepted for you?
I don't know. This atta is the girls. Point, I would say, this is the point in the show where we talk about atta girls. I would like to say that my brain has not been functioning very well over the last week or so.
Two.
I did a lot of mistakes.
Did a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
That's, yep.
Okay. I did a lot of them.
Made? Usually you make a lot of mistakes. You don't do them, but that's cool too.
I mean, maybe she did it in a fort.
Mercury is in retrograde right now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, my brain and the planets are not in line. Yeah, I did many things where I was like driving the wrong way. Like, back to work, I drove the wrong way.
Oh, God.
On a conference call.
Her job is 1 mile away from her.
Yeah, on a conference call.
She was at, so it's like no big deal.
I, instead of hitting the unmute button, I hit the hang up button.
Oh, God.
And I locked myself out of the house. And there's a whole series of things that have happened over the last week.
Of unfortunate events.
Where I'm going, okay, clearly I am burned out. So my...
Do tell more.
Yeah. My atta girl is the fact that, like, I took a vacation day today, and I did not engage in any work activities. Even though, like, my phone blew up, I had tons of emails, I had a bunch of messages, I just, like, ignored all of them. Yesterday, before I left the office, I told my boss, like, I am unreachable. Like, I will be driving. Please, like, I just pretend that I don't exist.
Yeah.
Basically, you know? And... like, relinquishing any responsibility of anything in regards to my job and ignoring it until I get back is, like, a big deal for me. And the fact that, like, I'm like, okay, I'm realizing I'm making a lot of mistakes. I really need to get some rest.
Yes.
So I've taken, like, the precautionary steps to be like, okay, that's a work email. We're not looking at that. We're skipping by it. We're not responding. We don't care. It's a very conscious effort, I'll say. But I'm very proud of myself for doing it.
That's awesome. Everyone needs mental health days like that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, after I dialed back into the conference call, I was like, clearly I need a vacation day. I apologize.
My bad, y'all. My bad.
Excuse me. Well, it was my turn to speak, so I was supposed to hit the button.
Oh, my gosh. One time,
like, well, I can't believe that happened.
With our biggest client.
Oh my gosh.
I know. They're the energy provider for the entire state of Michigan. And I just hung up on them. And then when my coworker tried to dial back in, he had to do it a couple of times because apparently I'm wearing off on people. And
oh, it's just Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. And then finally, when it got connected, I was like, well, so, do you guys even care? Like,
so I actually did have something to say about 15 minutes ago, but not sure if it matters anymore. Anybody? Yeah. No? Anybody?
Yeah. My gosh. One time a guy, I work with a lot of older men, and it's like a mom and pop shop, but it's like a $1 billion company kind of thing, you know? Yeah. And so, we did not have home music forever. And this guy kind of phoned it in. He had been there a long time. He's not there anymore. And apparently, like, it was him, a vendor, and a customer. Like, one of his big customers. And he just put him on hold to do something else. And, like, for a long time. And he got back and they were like, yeah, were we on hold? And he's like, no. It was like, there was hold music and it was like a loud, like, guitar and stuff, and like they're trying to do a conference call, like, hey,
what?
Do this, and like they can't talk because it's a loud guitar.
Shut up.
Yeah. And so, like, he had to have a talking to because, like, he didn't say, like, hey, hold on, you know, or
right,
whatever. Yeah.
I was because, like, the music kicked on and he mm-hmm. didn't know.
He didn't, he had he no clue.
Hold on.
Yes. Oh my God. I was like, don't be shady. But I mean, also, thank God you did it and not me.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'll mute it. Never right. mind.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, thankfully, it. I just was like, sorry, guys. That was me. That was my bad. Didn't even try to pretend. I was like, I just hung up on you.
I do it all the time. Every time I have to dial back into something because I hung up or my call dropped. Not uncommon. It's funny because I'll be like, I'll call in and people are like, oh, who joined? I'm like, it's me. It's just me again. I'm just back in. It's just me because I fucking dropped the call or I accidentally hung up. And they're like, all right, cool. And it did, like, I have no input on the meeting at all.
Yes.
But I stop everything because same. I have to know who joined. And it's been me this entire time. I joined back 3 times, guys.
We have to say our names. So it'd be like, please state your name. And it's like, Donna. And so every time I would fall or do, you know, like do whatever because I have bad.
Yeah, you drop.
Yes. And it'd be like, Donna joins the call while they're doing that. And like they were recording it. And
I'm sure they get a notification saying Donna left the call.
Probably.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They definitely get that.
I don't think they did because I had to. I had to listen to it because I missed some of it while I was dialing back in, and it would be like, and this is how blah 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 Donna joined the call. Like four times, like just I was like, yep, that's me.
I had okay before okay we're gonna after this we're gonna go but when we first started having people being able to log into a meeting online and then have people like put their name in online. One of my coworkers put his name as Superman.
No.
He did. He was Superman. And we were on the call and somebody said, "Who's Superman?" Because they could see all the names.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that. He had no clue you could see your names as you plugged of it like you know as you
yeah it's
in.
A little roster
yeah he didn't have a clue it was his first time using it. He's an IT person of all people
of course
and so he wrote Superman and somebody goes who's Superman he goes oh that was me I didn't realize you guys would be able to see that I'm sorry
oh my god
I
feel like if you're gonna do that yeah you should own it and be like isn't that hilarious
no he owned the shit out of it he was like yeah it was me
I would have been like, it's a bird. It's a plane. Who the fuck knows?
Well, everyone's like, where's Bob? And he's like, I'm here. And they're like, who's fucking Superman? He's like, it's me, Bob. Bob is Superman.
Do you have an attic girl?
I do.
Go for it.
It's chores.
Go.
I stood up for myself. I actually took a vacation day today, and I didn't put it in my calendar like an idiot. It was put in my calendar somewhere else and blah, blah, blah. Somebody scheduled a meeting. And I said, I'm really sorry. I can't make that meeting. I'm actually going to be on vacation. And they were like, well, can you make the meeting this time? And I was like, I mean, no, but sure. Like, I can call in. And they're like, all right, well, I'm going to move the meeting up. Can you come in then? I'm like, I'm not going to be in the office that day. So you can call me if you want. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it. So I stood up for myself. I didn't have to go on
that's awesome.
And... Well, y'all are power bitches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
I don't know about that. I still took a full vacation, so I was on the call.
I'll take it. Hashtag baddies.
So are y'all. All right. Donna Ettergirl. Give me a.
She puts you on the spot. If you don't
Carrie
have
Donna,
one.
Donna Carrie. Oh,
can I say it about someone else?
Of course.
Sure.
Okay, my attic girl is for Carrie because she has like issues and she's been in pain and she traveled 12 hours and everything and she's been a trooper. So
attic girl, Carrie.
Yeah, attic girl.
Yeah, and you guys are still up and
you have a
kick
lot
in with
to
us
go tomorrow
and you've got a long day tomorrow. So we're going to get out of your hair.
It's like 5 hours past her bedtime.
Yeah.
Honestly. Are you guys still in Central Time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie, add a girl.
I'm going to add a girl, Donna.
You can't copy me.
You bitches. Because... now we look like such like assholes. Like, look at me. I'm just kidding.
We're codependent.
It's healthy sometimes.
It has been a long month and getting prepared. Obviously, we're here. True yes. Podcast Festival.
Yeah.
And getting... everything ready Donna has done. I mean, I've just kind of lay there while she like does all the work because whatever. So she got all this shit done. I mean, y'all saw y'all helped us stuff.
You guys have
400
a lot of stuff
bags
tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
If you guys who are listening don't know, Carrie and Donna are from the A Paranormal Chicks podcast, and they are actually participating in the True Crime Podcast Festival that's happening.
Atta girl.
Thank you, baby. you guys will all hear this next week after the festival, but it's a lot of preparation and there's going to be about 500 plus people there. And so they had a lot of work to do. That's why it's so important to both of them. You guys are really great. You guys started when we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys have this amazing following because you have such a great topic and genre. And you guys do such a good service. You guys such a good service to that
genre. I think it's very important.
Thank you.
Well, I do. You're welcome. But like, thank you. You guys do what you do so well, and it's so important for you guys to do what you do so well, because there are people who do it so poorly. Podcasts are out there for everybody and anybody. There's no like metering. There's nobody saying you shouldn't do that.
Podcasting doesn't have quality assurance.
No, there's no quality. There's no quality control out there.
No, but I mean, I think the public generates quality assurance by saying, thankfully, we relate to you. You guys make it all very realistic in a way that it's like, it's not my neighbor, but it's like I could imagine like thinking these things. Like, I shouldn't probably think this funny thing about this terrible person, but I do, and it's okay because Donna already said it.
But the other thing that I want to let you, I want to say this on the mic, is that you guys are so accessible, and that's super important because you truly care about the people that you are affecting and that you're touching. And I know that you guys' podcast is growing, and I'm super excited for you. And I hope that you can continue to keep the homegrown feeling that you have.
Yeah.
I think it's super important, and I think that's what sets you apart.
Thank
you. Are you trying to make us cry?
Right?
I mean, I can keep going. But like, add a girl to both of you.
Thank you.
Because, and if you, just go ahead. If you want to promote your links to social your Instagram, media, whatever. Yeah, like, tell us what it is.
Oh, don't cry, Carrie. Not yet. No.
Well, we don't really do much on our Facebook page, but we
bullshit. No, they have an amazing group of people.
We have a group, so that if you want to post like serial killer or ghost stuff, your Aunt Joan that is ultra conservative doesn't see it. So we have a Facebook group.
You can talk about your.
We don't do Trump either, baby girl. You good?
So the Facebook group is A Paranormal Chicks group. And then
it's private. You have to answer some questions. So if you do choose to go there, make sure you really do your work and listen to their shit.
But it is fun, and it is a family.
It's a family, and we fucking
it brought us together.
It really did.
It did.
Yeah,
we started listening to. I think I don't remember how I found you guys. I really don't. But I do remember the day I found you guys. I listened to your first show, and I was like, OMG.
Their sound quality is terrible.
I was just like, OMG, they're just like me and Nicole. Holy shit. And I reached out to you guys, and then I realized that,
prior to her reaching out to you guys, we were doing our podcast thing around the same time. Like, we started around the same time. She's like, well, these girls are really funny, and they remind us of us. And I'm like, why don't you tell them that we also have a podcast? She's like, I don't know.
I was fangirling a little bit. Like, and I was like, you guys are sweet.
Yeah, I was like, why are you being weird?
Right? Us, bitch.
Thankfully, Nicole forced me into that.
I'm glad she did.
Yeah, because you guys are some of our like biggest supporters, I think. Just because you know what it's like. But we have a great relationship off mic.
And that's
what I think is the most important. And I'm super appreciative for our friendship.
Yes.
I told Carrie, I was like, we're going to meet people that we know but don't know. But yeah, I feel like we know them.
On the way
them.
Down here in the car, I was like, internet friends.
And it's not weird anymore.
It was funny because I told Nicole, I was like, what did you say to people that we were doing this weekend? Because I was like, I'm about to go meet my podcast friend. And she was like, yeah, I didn't know how to tell people I was going to meet people I don't know. But I've been listening to them for a year.
Yeah, some people I said, well, there's this podcast festival, so it's kind of like we're meeting friends midway. And then other people, I was like, it's just a girl's trip. Yes. And then there was other people that I was like, well, actually, we've had a friendship that's blossomed over the internet.
If you need to know, we've been in a group chat for a year. So thank you both for hanging out with us and being our friends and being our family. And for everybody else that listens to you guys, thank you. We appreciate you. You guys don't know how much you mean to us.
Don't make me cry. I'm gonna. What is stressy? And I wanted to save those Slim Jims.
I'm going to take it and give it back to you tomorrow if you need me to do that. No, but yeah, so this has turned into an A Paranormal Chicks appreciation post, but
I mean, keep going.
I will not stop. No, you guys are great. We really appreciate you staying out this late.
Thank y'all for having us.
I mean, this is early for me.
I know, for Donna, it means nothing. Carrie, you can come to our hotel room if you need to sleep, because we're going to go to bed as soon as we get home. Donna will probably up for like 3 more hours checking some shits.
I'll take some medicine, not Ambien, because...
That makes you crazy.
Makes you crazy.
Kill people, eat things.
Two very things.
Yeah. Right. Eat the people you kill.
Maybe in that order.
I mean, why did you kill that person? I wanted a midnight snack.
Right.
Bitch is thirsty.
Oh my god. All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up and say, if you've got any questions for us, you can send them.
The chicks.
Yeah, you can send them to stories@homancechronicles.com or DM us on Instagram @homance_chronicles, @homance_podcast. You can contact A Paranormal Chicks on their Facebook group. It's a closed group, so, you know, get your shit together and then answer those questions. And then you guys have Twitter and Instagram.
@theAPC podcast.
Yeah.
So it's at THE. The APC podcast.
Yep.
There's no A Paranormal Chicks in any of that.
Well, FYI. It was too long.
Yeah. I know. I'm aware.
Yeah. We couldn't do it.
I know. Our first Twitter was @HomanceChronic.
That didn't work.
Homance out.